Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. I am your host, Dr. Gigi Jasmine. From the time I was just a little girl, my life was a hot mess. I was confused. I didn't know who I was or whose I was. I barely knew my mother. I didn't know my father, and I felt lost. I didn't know where my life was going. It had no direction whatsoever. And when I decided that I was gonna make something of my life, I went into the wrong direction. I went into labels. In this episode, I share with you how identity shapes everything. This episode is brought to you by Identity is at the core of who you are as a person. It helps shape how you see yourself, how you treat yourself, and how you allow others to treat you. Unfortunately, in our society, we are obsessed with linking identity with what we have accomplished or what we have achieved. And many times those things are very dangerous because we can lose them at any time. We tend to think about what we have. We tend to tie our identity to our houses and to the cars that we drive or to the neighborhood that we stay in and all of that. We tend to link our identity to what we do. You know, we are a mom. We are a podcaster. We are a course creator. We are a speaker. And we think that that is a title. That is not who you are. That is something that you do, right? We tend to really link our identity to what we wear. I mean, in some cultures, it's like the fashion is king. People have to parade around every time they have a new outfit, every time, you know, they have a new article of clothing or jewelry or whatever it is, they feel like they need to parade it around. And where I had my issue was I believe that if I went to college and earned a degree, I would be successful. I would be respected. That would be the core of my identity, the core of who I was as a person. And that is troublesome. That is troublesome because what my teachers told me about college was that if you go to college, you will get a great job. Your life will be easy because that is a much needed thing. They didn't bother to tell me what I should have it in, what fields were in demand, and how work experience would play into it, and how discrimination would play into it, and all of these things that I experienced. They didn't share that, but they shared that going to college would definitely make me a brand new person. And that was fine of them to really help to try to guide me because I didn't have family to do that. So I really am thankful for the way they guide me. And I did end up getting my college education, which I'm very proud of because it helps to refine me as a person. I may not have made the money that I initially thought I would make with the degree, but it definitely gave me a lot of practice to really learn the language and really learn to manage myself as a person and to really refine who I am, and actually presented a beginning for me to really explore who I was as a person. What happened is when we focus on accomplishment and achievements, we put ourselves at a disadvantage because these things can go away at any time. We can lose them. They can disappear. We can lose our homes. We can lose our cars. We can lose all of these things. And when they are gone, what are we then? Who are we then? Growing up, I really didn't know who I was or whose I was. I barely knew my mother and I did not know my father. So there was like so many missing links when everybody had their mom or their dad to call to when they had issues, when they had problems, when they were hurting. I didn't have anybody to call on. But as I got older, I got presented with so many different wisdom, and I learned that God loves me. God created me. I'm not a mistake because, yes, I mean, I was a child of a teenage mom born out of wedlock to a poor family. And for so long, I thought, wow, I'm not really needed. I'm not wanted because I was not born in the right way or the right family. And I thought I was a mistake because of the way they treated my mom when they find out she was pregnant. So I felt like she was getting punished for something she did wrong. And for so long, I didn't really see myself as a blessing to my family. But when I learn about how God think about me, how God say that I am a masterpiece and I am not a mistake and that I am not my past and that I can have a beautiful and abundant life, I was amazed. I was amazed. The problem is for so long I heard that, but it was hard for me to really put it together, to really believe it, because so many in my environment were really acting contrary to what I was hearing. Okay, to what I was seeing. So I was abused by a parent who was teaching me those things or who was preaching those things to other people. So it became very hard for me to actually believe. And we know that if you don't believe, then there's no manifestation of those words in your life because you don't believe. There's no way that you're gonna really take the next step. You have to believe and you have to accept and you have to become. You know, when I became a Christian, I know that I wasn't perfect. I know that I had so much work to do. So I was becoming more like Christ, right? I was becoming more like Christ. So every day I had to pour into myself. I had to renew my mind. I had to pray. I had to meditate. I had to study. I had to do so many things because I desired to be better than who I was before. And one thing I heard the other day kind of really tickled me. Somebody said, when you degrade the art, you degrade the artist. And so many times I would look at myself in the mirror. I would say, oh my gosh, her cheekbones are too high. Her smile is too wide. Oh my goodness. It was like I was looking for flaws in me. And it was not pleasant at all. And that's how we take away from our identity of who we are. God said that we are a masterpiece. So if you look yourself in the mirror and you call yourself fat and you call yourself ugly and you call yourself any other name other than a child of God, a masterpiece that you are, then you are actually degrading the artist, God, the creator, the one who shaped you in his own image. That is so awesome. It is so powerful because when we think about saying something bad about ourselves, we have to really, you know, that helps you to stop and think a little bit. It's like, okay, if I'm going to say something negative about myself, then that means I am ready to say something negative about God. So am I ready to do that? Because when we really love ourselves and we believe that we are loved and we believe that we are a child of God and we believe that God has a future for us and that we believe that he is ready to give us what we desire and what we ask for, we behave differently, right? We behave differently and we are confident and we are proud of who we are. We know that we are worth it. We know we are worth people treating us kindly, treating us with respect, treating us with love, respecting our boundaries. When we know who we are, then it helps us to create those boundaries, right? So that we don't allow people to abuse us and mistreat us. Because essentially what we do, the way we see ourselves, the way we believe about ourselves, the way we identify ourselves, allow for others to treat us a certain way. The way you treat yourself, allow others to treat you the same. Because if you go ahead and really treat yourself bad, guess what? The people in your environment will see that and they will take advantage of that. They will see how you treat yourself and they will help you treat yourself badly. They will help you do the same. So we teach people how to treat us Because if we are confident, if we are loved, if we are proud of who we are, if we know that we are worth it and that we are valuable and that we are a masterpiece and that we know we are fearfully and wonderfully made, we will not let people abuse us. We will not let people take advantage of us. We will not let people disrespect us. Period. Period. So we have to really pay attention to see what we are really feeding ourselves about who we are. And I would urge you to really take a look. Take a look at what you have been saying to yourself lately. What you have been doing to yourself. How you have been behaving towards yourself. Because sometimes we actually treat ourselves so badly. Worse than we could ever treat any other human being. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? That's because we have an identity that is unhealthy. We have an identity that says that we are not worth it, we're not valuable, and that it is okay for us to treat ourselves this way. Because we wouldn't dare to treat another human being like that. We wouldn't dare to treat our child like that. We wouldn't dare to treat our spouse like that. Why do we think it's okay to treat ourselves like that? So take a look at what are you saying to yourself? What behavior are you acting upon yourself? Are you respecting your decisions? Are you respecting your choices? Are you respecting the promises you make to yourself? Because action speaks louder than words. If you don't keep promises that you make to yourself, but you're ready to keep other people's promises, it lets me know that you don't respect yourself, that you don't value yourself, and you don't see yourself as worthy of you keeping that promise. So this is very important because I want you to really see how your identity shapes everything. You are not your house. You are not your degrees. You are not your experiences. Okay, you are a masterpiece on a mission. And it's time for you to take up that cross and really do what God has always intended for you to be, a child of God, full of promises and full of love and abundance, and who's ready to give you a life after your own heart. Are you looking to get unstuck and unstoppable? Have you been searching to find your calling? Then the 4 Steps to Unstoppable Clarity Group Coaching Program is your next best step. It will help you to discover your true identity, your magnificent purpose, and your thing to create a foundation for you to light up the world. Are you ready to get rid of that feeling of frustration, overwhelm, and inadequacy? Then this is the program you've been waiting for. The Unstoppable Clarity Coaching Program will help you conquer your fears, limiting beliefs, and help you to take messy action from day one to become more of who you've always wanted to be. This is my personal invitation to you to discover a whole new world. Check the show notes to save your seat. I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there. And I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time.